Alright, good night everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of the FPL Vibes podcast, brought to you by SoccerWarriors.net. I'm here, joined in the studio as always by regular contributor, Two Cents. Yo, what's up, Two Cents?
Everything cool, man. Good night everyone listening.
Alright, and we're just going and do a recap of the last week here, and then as usual, kind of look ahead at the picks for the coming game week. Kind of give our thoughts, just kind of we'll talk about it, and then some of the stuff to look at going forward. So, first up, I mean, if I start with a recap, the only thing I could really say is sourness, boy, sourness.
Extremely.
Yeah, it was. This week was nice at all. I think I do something like a 31 points or something, so it's dread.
I didn't do much better than that, so I with you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess after international break, I think things just happened, but this week was, I ain't look for that. I mean, I had Silva captain there and come off the bench with a 1 point. I had Rooney, same thing, come off with a 1 point. Just both of them get Kobo sweat, you know?
Yeah, I was the same with you. I feel really bad too because I had Van Persie captain all week until Friday night. So, so disappointed.
Yeah, that rough. I mean, at least you had him, huh?
Yeah, but it wasn't good. I mean, Silva off the bench, Rooney come off the bench, Ad Ramsey didn't play, I didn't know he was injured. I mean, it was a depressing week, to be honest.
Yeah. But that's a thing that's happened after international week, eh? I mean, you'd find coaches trying to rest some of the players, some people coming off injuries, even if not. Sometimes teams kind of tired coming off of the Champions League game, and like, you know, the other team resting for the whole week training, and you just get some kind of shock results, you know?
No, I mean, for me, like, even after the Rooney red card incident with England, I think just because it was such a big game, I thought Sir Alex would have stopped him still. So I had Nani as well, who was on the bench. I even forget Nani. I was totally surprised by a lot of those moves, man.
Yeah, that was a real kind of crazy pick side he come out with there, but I already look for him there.
Yeah, neither did I.
You know, I mean, City didn't even start with Zeko. And but they still, you know, they still maintain their form.
Yeah, because Balotelli in form right now.
But I mean, it looked like, you know, across the board playing people kind of feel the pain, but the thing about a week like that is when it have low scores like that, when you do well, you know, you make big moves.
That's why it really hurt me that I had changed the captain from Van Persie.
Yeah. Well, I think about 100 and something in the Andre Samuel, boy. I ain't accustomed to these depths, right?
Yeah, I definitely need to, I totally not accustomed to that, you know. That's how I keep positive. I mean, also, for me, like, if things don't change soon, it's wild card, you know?
So, let me talk about this wild card thing, boy. I mean, there are some people who, with the wild card, would feel like, you know, they would bust it early in the season. Some people would wait later down in the season for like, double game weeks and things. Well, how are you feeling about that? You feel you would really bust that, like, around this time? So,
I mean, usually, every year, usually, I would use it around, like, they say week 25, 26, like somewhere in like March, coming on to the end, like. But now that they have two wild cards and it have one in February, I might be more flexible with using the first one. Yeah. And I'll still have one in February to come again, so. I mean in January, sorry.
Yeah.
In the January window, you still have another one, so I might be more willing. Usually I wait till the end, because usually in the first weeks, you know, my side is pretty good. Most people will use a wild card week 2-3, and normally I pick a good team to start with, but this year things just not working out, and you just had to accept it. So I would be willing to use my wild card.
Last year I think I bust mine kind of earlier, because like with me, if I see like injuries and like men who really ain't performing and thing, and I really need to make a change, then yeah, I would bust it, you know. But this, if I bust a wild card, no, I don't really have that much. When I look at my side, I don't think I would replace like 8, 7, 8 players. I think it might just be a couple guys I want here or there, but and I didn't think it would make a big difference, you know.
I check my team, it have 5 men I want to change right now. So, you know what I'm saying? 5 men I want to get rid of at present. But I mean, as I say, I still believe in my team. My team's still strong. You know what I'm saying? When we talk a little later about captain pick this week, you will realize it's not like one person I kind of wish I was in my team right now. But
yeah,
I have a fairly strong team.
Alright. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I am feeling myself. I ain't think my side, besides men like Moses, who killing me week after week. My side, you know, I don't really think it that bad.
I mean, I think my team real good. What men been telling me is like they it have a Madden NFL curse. We started to do the podcast. Just going down, you know what I'm saying?
I gave that talk to us. See, since we started our podcast, that's it.
I tell me since all of a sudden we experts.
But it ain't really about that, it's just we'll talk, you know, we just talking
it
through.
Yeah, so
things
going down, but as I say, just keeping positive. It's only 8 weeks gone and things could still change, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So yeah, I mean, like I say, we could just move ahead and look forward to the coming game week. I think it's game week number 9 coming up.
Yeah, correct.
You know, and we can look around and see what is going around with the games. And the first thing we want to talk about is the captain pick. So who you like for captain this week?
But I love Suarez, and he's not even in my team, or nor will he be in my team. So I'm pretty nervous about it right now.
Yeah, I had him up to about 3 weeks ago, but I took him out for, I think, Aguero.
Yeah, I think this week he's capable of putting up a big number, and I'm pretty worried about it, to be honest.
Yeah, he do, eh? But wait, you think that little incident that happened this weekend, I mean, if any ban or anything like that had to come, if they figure out, it wouldn't be by this weekend, right?
I highly doubt it, and I don't even think it will affect Suarez mentally either. I mean, after what he went through the World Cup, I think that's a bigger deal than this, with the handball on the line and, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And that was a World Cup, so that's totally than this.
When I was watching the game, I had to admit, when I saw the play and they showed both of them kind of going a little back and forth, and I see say something, I want to see every reaction. That's the first thing crossed my mind, if he had say something like that. Eh? And
I guess so. Evra kept going on and on, and he was arguing with the referee, and he was arguing with Suarez, and I must see him arguing with the referee, but I don't know what it was. But
yeah.
Also, when he passed somebody, he accused of racism before, no?
Yeah, I think who was it? I think it was in a international game or something like that.
So, and I don't know if it's that, it's just like a habit going on with Evra, or if it's legitimate. We wouldn't know. They had to do their investigation, and I mean, I don't think anything will even come of the investigation, because I saw him complaining to the ref a lot in the game, and obviously that means the ref didn't hear anything, or either like filed something in his match report, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, if it do come that's where the man conduct, that is a real shame too, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that shouldn't be allowed in any form or fashion at the game, from primary school football to EPL league. It shouldn't really.
Yeah.
That don't have anything to do with the game, you know what I'm saying? But just in terms of talking about mentally, I don't think it will affect Suarez one, but
yeah, I didn't think he cared about that. I mean, for my captain pick, I'm going with Adebayor. I mean, they're playing Blackburn, they're away to Blackburn, but that Blackburn side defense in a mess. And Tottenham, I mean, Adebayor seemed to be at the center of everything.
Yeah.
In the attack for Spurs. He come in this week here, he was 50-50, bum hamstring, and he still come out with like about 8 points, and he was still in it, you know? So, he's a man I definitely looking to perform now, and like the next few weeks to talk to him, have some decent fixtures, you know?
Another man not in my team, so, woo, we doing great so far. Just boosting my morale right now.
So, alright, so that is the captain picks. Is that what we thinking? That's along the lines we thinking. What about a cheap pick for this week? If you had to look around and get a bargain buy.
I'm trying to go out of the box, and I will pick Doyle from Wolves, because Wolves on a really bad run of form right now, and they need a win. And also because they home against Swansea, who just They're playing really good. They're keeping clean sheets, but they're not really doing it on the road. And I think Doyle could make a goal this week or two.
Wolves had to do something, man. I mean, last few weeks,
You run had to stop at some time, so that's why I back in Doyle this week.
Yeah. Well, in terms of cheap picks, looking at this guy from Villa, Bannon. I mean, he kind of was flying under the radar. Everybody was looking at Nzogbia and even maybe at Bonaho and them fellas.
Don't say that name, please.
For real, eh? But Bannon, I think he's like 5.2 or something like that. And he's been putting up some good numbers, some good points, some real solid performances, you know?
Not a bad pick at all, I mean. And I just worry about him in terms of getting the 90 minutes, you know?
Yeah. So, what about when you look at the games this week? Do we talk about clean sheets?
I mean, I'll go with Liverpool because they're home to Norwich, and I mean, the Liverpool defense good, and they also have people like who everybody with Enrique right now, another man who not on my team. So, he could also, you know, make an assist and stuff like that. He takes some free kicks. So, Liverpool defense looking real strong against Norwich.
I would have liked to have a Liverpool midfielder too, boy, but right now, I mean, getting kind of shaky. I mean, have Gerrard coming back, it have Adam there, it have, you know, Downing.
Yeah, a lot of
consistent.
You know, at the end of the day, it will be Gerrard taking like free kicks and penalties, so he should be like, and even corners, so he should be safe still.
Yeah. Although they have him kind of, that him against Manchester kind of off to the right, and I mean, besides the free kick, he really wasn't too much in it, you know, like how he'd be when he was playing in the center.
Agreed, but. With who he playing now, things will change. Liverpool will have a lot more possession. He'll be going forward a lot more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, against Norwich, I just looking for Liverpool to do big things. So, I looking for clean sheet. I looking for Suarez to score goals. You know?
All right. The clean sheet I might pick this week is Newcastle. I mean, they're home to Wigan. I mean, I kind of touch on Moses, who just, I really just can't wait to pull that man out my team, but Wigan just in a mess generally. Wigan just in a mess, and Newcastle defending real good. Have a couple players in the back there real holding it down and cheap men. And you know, in all the games they're keeping it tight in the back, so I'm looking for them to hold that clean sheet against Wigan.
I agree with that. Newcastle looking good, but I was just thinking that Wigan along with Wolves due for a performance, so even though it might be against Newcastle, I think Wigan could hit somebody a drop in one of these days, a 3-0 or something.
That's what I was hoping for when there was home to Bolton last week, and you know, this Moses, I tired waiting, Red, I fed up waiting.
I think you should wait a little more, man. Wigan's schedule looking nice. I think they need to beat up somebody really soon.
Nah, but I... Too much tugging.
Yeah, better for the price.
That's true, eh? But man, I'd have performed too, you know. I mean, that's why I'm planning to sweat man at all, you know.
I agree. I know finally get rid of Nzogbia after he lose me like 0.5.
Yeah, and that's the next thing too, you know. You're keeping man on your side, and you know the value going down. I think he lose me about 0.3 or something already.
I know get rid of Nzogbia, but I mean, so it go. Barren wildcard, it will take time to get some men out of your team.
Yeah. Alright, so what about in terms of goals? Any watch your games, watch around the games? Which fixtures jumping out at you for goals?
I would say the Bolton versus Sunderland, because both defenses sort of leaky, so.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Bolton Sunderland might have some games, you know. Some men might surprise this week. Bentner, Petrov, and these kind of guys might make some points.
Yeah, I could see some goals in that game. I mean, Bolton, attacking wise, pretty decent, but defense wise, they ain't good at all, you know? So.
Yeah, I can see like a 2-2 in that game. At least a good decent 4 goals. A 2-2, I can see in that Bolton Sunderland. A 3-2, 2-2, something like that along them lines.
Well, the game I'm watching for goals is Spurs, again, Blackburn home to Spurs, and for the same reason, I mean, Blackburn, you know, they could get goals, but they're very leaky in the back. And Spurs always good for a couple, you know.
Yeah, but the thing I'm looking at in that game, I'll be interested to see who Redknapp play between Van der Vaart and Defoe.
True, eh? Because I actually have Bale in my side. I would like to have Van der Vaart, but it just, that situation with him just kind of murky, you know.
Yeah, because Redknapp had said he should have probably started Defoe this past week, so that's why I'm thinking he might play Defoe this week coming, and Defoe and Adebayo could definitely destroy Blackburn.
Yeah, I mean, Adebayo pretty much set there. They have Modric, and then there's normally play like a defensive midfielder and Bale, and you know, the only thing is if they play Van der Vaart on the right, but you know, Dan saying like how that working, so.
Yeah.
But so the thing with Spurs too is King injured. So, and he's the man doing, when he played, their defenses look a little tighter, but if he injured, you know, it kind of soften the back.
I agree with you. That game should definitely have some goals as well. So, I think we have definitely two good picks that we make there.
For real. So, finally, coming off of this game week here and looking forward in terms of, like, who is she looking back into, looking forward in terms of decent fixtures within, like, the next 3 to 5 games?
Arsenal still have some good games. I mean, I'm looking to keep Van Persie in my team for a while. I would say Stoke have some good games coming up.
Yeah, fine. What you didn't find that Stoke game, Arsenal, I find that's like a hard game, but I seen like a 1-1 or something in that.
Possible. I mean, you never know, especially like Stoke, the games that Stoke play after the Europa League, because they have the Europa League on Tuesday.
True.
They play after Europa League, they get beat bad. I think Sunderland had them 4-1 and somebody beat them bad again in another one.
True. Well, that's a good point. Although, Arsenal have a tough time with Stoke because they're just such a wild team, Dredd.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're wild, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, was that team wild, yo?
I wouldn't say they're wild.
They're good at what they do. They're very good at what they do.
When you're playing men like Etherington and Pennant on the field, I just can't call it a wild team. But they have some aggressive players in there, definitely.
But to me, there's 9 wild men with two skillful men, and you just call the 2 skillful men there.
I wouldn't call a Crouch wild either. I mean, they are players, man.
Crouch, boy. So, I think Bolton too have some nice fixtures coming up. They had it kind of rough before. But I think from now on, the fixtures going on kind of open up for them.
Well, there are a lot of teams, I think, who they start off the season bad. I think they will turn it around now because of fixtures like Bolton, Wigan. You know, a lot of these teams, I think, could change it around. Well, other than Blackburn, because I just think Blackburn is garbage. But I think some teams... about to have a change of fortune now, man. Like, yeah. The table is early, so the table could change a lot from where it is right now.
Well, I hope that is the same thing that will happen with my team, you understand? Because, hey, my position is looking too healthy right now, and you know, it's about time something happened.
I checked it, I was like 130 points behind the person on top of Andre Samuel, so I mean. Supposed to be getting enough props to that person for doing so good, but I mean, I just show you how serious things is. But is there enough time that it could be turned around?
Yeah, I think the person on top, Andrew Samuel, right now is White Oak FC, Denzel Tobas. So, you know, enough props, but enjoy it for the time because that is where I'm looking to be. But you know, but you ain't gonna look too bad in second, boy, 2 cents.
Wow. Right now I'll be happy to be in 50th, to be honest.
Really? And it's real talk too, you know. You see when you're off in this fantasy, it's gonna take real talk from people in your leagues, your partners.
That's first place with a first page right now.
I think my goal is first page by halfway through the season, and then I could try and push on from there. Once I end that zone.
I think you can get there faster than that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's it. Once I normally I try to be top 30 you know, by halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And then push the second half. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, it's a Trinidadian league too, so you know, come carnival time, real men is at excited sleep.
And even Christmas. And they're just sticking, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to add in before we go, like, if anybody, if we help anybody team or we hurt anybody team, that they should post it on the forum, you know what I'm saying?
For real, you know, and any feedback, any comments, you know, any ideas, we open, just give us a shout. So yeah, man, 2 cents as always. Thanks for joining up on the podcast.
Alright, I hope the next time we talk we are a little happier than we are right now. I'm just seeing in both of our voices. Real depression.
So, for real.
Things will change. Right now I really hope that the fact that I think Suarez going and do real good this week, they'll come back and kill me. Like I hope he score like one and not like 3 or 4 and really hurt my heart this week.
For real. Well, my only thing about that is I don't think we're looking around my little leagues that many people have him, although people might pull him in this week. Who knows?
I really worried about Suarez this week, and yeah. I'm not buying him because I already have Rooney and Van Persie. So.
Yeah, I can't really touch my forward line, so I'm gonna sit long and hope he don't overdo it.
Yeah, so we hope if you really see anything racist, it come back to bite him this week.
He will have banned.
He missed 2 penalties as captain or something like that.
Shadow sleep. Alright, man, 2 cents. So, thanks everybody for tuning in. And good night to all.
Alright, good night.